Hello, Ed Bell with you. It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Coming up on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken's A Word on Food and Deborah Margol's Miami-Dade Arts Calendar. Now, our jazz and blues contributor Bob Weinberg previews an exciting new big band recording from Bobby Rodriguez.
Something old, something new is part of the proverbial gift list for newlyweds. It also provides the title and prime directive for the Bobby Rodriguez Orchestra's hard-charging new CD. Effortlessly marrying decades of big band tradition with contemporary ensemble jazz, Rodriguez and his 19-piece swing machine interpret great American songbook standards, sizzling Latin jazz, and even rock and roll, all played with a joyful intensity and virtuosity born of many years on the bandstand together. When Rodriguez first assembled his big band in the early 80s, gigs were plentiful. The Fort Lauderdale-based band leader and vocalist says the group worked three or four nights a week back then, playing area clubs, as well as events such as the Hollywood Jazz Festival, the Starlight Musical Series at George English Park, and the Sunday Jazz Brunch on the Riverwalk. Rodriguez stocked his band with some of the area's top musicians, including saxophonists Billy Ross and Neil Bonsanti, and trumpeters Dennis Noday and John Branzer, each a bandleader in his own right, and all of whom perform on Something Old, Something New. As does Miami Sound Machine trumpet ace Teddy Mollet, who plays with the band when he's not on the road. Baritone saxophonist Murray Klarman, a 20-year veteran of the band who passed away last year, is also here, as is his legacy replacement, his son Scott Klarman. Two separate ensembles with several overlapping players help Rodriguez realize his vision of Something Old, Something New. About half the tracks are slinky reeds of songbook standards, such as Our Love Is Here to Stay, It Had to Be You, and One for My Baby, featuring Rodriguez's warm, engaging vocals out front of a silky orchestration that recalls Nelson Riddle or the Basie Band with Frank Sinatra.
It's a quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road.
Other tracks are roaring contemporary big band ravers, four of which were borrowed from Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, the Los Angeles-based swing phenom that's won multiple Grammy Awards, and with charts this good, it's no wonder. Album highlights include the Rodriguez Orchestra's take on Goodwin staples, such as the super funky Hit the Ground Running, Gary Mayone's percolating keyboards, Kelly Dowell's chicken-scratching guitar, James McCoy's liquid bass lines, and George Mazzeo's scintillating drum patterns lay down a solid foundation for the boisterous horn section and respective soloists. A nod perhaps to Rodriguez's New Yorican roots, the track presents urban 70s funk with a Latin accent. On the Jazz Police, a not-so-subtle dig against critics and trad jazzers stuck in the past, guitarist Dow utilizes a tonal palette that borrows textured riffs from spy movies and surf rock. The heated brass and woodwinds also recall era signifiers such as the theme songs to Batman, The Pink Panther, and Mission Impossible. Percussionist Michael Font's steady stream of conga bopping adds another layer of nostalgia to the proceedings. Rodriguez leads the band through an energized rendition of Brian Setzer's Rock This Town, another album highlight featuring a surprising intro that segues into the familiar bass line, plucked from the upright by Dave Wilkinson. Rodriguez, a fine ballad singer throughout, lets his hair down here as he offers a bluesy, jump-rocking lead vocal. Guitarist Martin Hand splits the difference between Setzer and Les Paul with his standout solo, and drummer Lorraine Faina brings plenty of fire to the session, drawing a direct line from big band swing to arena rock. The band is at its fiery best on a couple of modernized Latin jazz cuts, including Michael Philip Mossman's Cubauza, with its irrepressible Afro-Cuban rhythms and rafter-rattling solo spots for trumpet and tenor sax. Mueva Los Huesos, the title of which translates to Shake Your Bones, offers additional incentive to get up and dance, with Font and Mazzeo upping the Latin groove quotient along the bottom, and the horns ecstatically blasting out the theme of this Goodwin chart. Rodriguez and company conclude the recording with an elegant medley of Ellingtonia. Their tribute to Duke includes the haunting, timeless melodies In a Sentimental Mood and Mood Indigo, before inevitably moving into a full-on charge through It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, providing a chance for all to get down, before tipping out the door with graceful elan. Recognizing that the fortunes of big band jazz in the modern era were precarious at best, Rodriguez started his own production company in 1981, and it's still going strong today. And so is his signature event, the ever-popular Florida Renaissance Festival. Along the way, the enterprising bandleader also founded Viva Broward, a Hispanic heritage celebration, and resurrected the Cajun Zydeco Festival about a decade ago. While jobs for the Bobby Rodriguez Orchestra are few and far between these days, and busy performance and teaching schedules for the individual players must be coordinated, they do pop up on occasion, as they will for a gig in August at the All That Jazz Cafe in Sunrise. Fortunately, with Something Old, Something New, fans of exuberant large ensemble jazz can enjoy the best of what the big band has to offer at home, in the car, or roaring through their earbuds. The Bobby Rodriguez Orchestra will perform from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Sunday, August 2nd at the All That Jazz Cafe, 3491 North Hiatus Road in Sunrise. Please call 954-572-0821 or visit allthatjazzcafe.com. For more information about the band or their new recording, please visit the Bobby Rodriguez Orchestra's Facebook page. You can also check out their music at reverbnation.com/Bobby Rodriguez Orchestra. This is Bob Weinberg for South Florida Arts Beat.
Bob Weinberg is a writer and editor for Jazz Is Magazine. You can contact him at bobweinberg@mac.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue here on WLRN and WKWM in just a moment.
For every child that dies from drowning, 4 others are hospitalized and 3 suffer brain damage. Simple WaterSmart measures can save a child's life. To learn more about WaterSmart measures, call 211 or go to watersmartbroward.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Stock. Every Sunday on Folk and Acoustic Music, I bring you the best in contemporary and traditional bluegrass, blues, old-time music, and folk music, plus interviews. This week with Joel Zoss, 2 guys from the Highwaymen, and Elijah Wald, author of the new book, Dylan Goes Electric. The public storyteller with Dr. Karen Neal is at 4 o'clock, Folk and Acoustic Music Sunday, starting at 2.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last.